Welcome back to The Deep Dive, the show where we cut through the noise to get you well-informed fast. Today, we're tackling a topic that's, well, it's not just complex, it's absolutely critical for our energy future. Imagine trying to map out every single neuron in the human brain, but maybe on a power grid, where every connection is constantly changing, you know, reacting to weather, demand, new energy sources popping up everywhere. That's the kind of mind-boggling complexity a major player like Energen faces daily. You've asked for a quick yet thorough understanding of how modern tech is helping them not just survive, but really thrive in this landscape. Okay, let's unpack this. Energen, like many energy operators, is navigating a huge transformation. We're talking the rapid phase out of traditional big power plants, and they're being replaced by a distributed, often kind of unpredictable influx of renewables. It's a massive shift, not just technical, it's societal too, right? Ensuring stable, green, resilient energy. So the big question is, how do you manage that monumental change without, well, everything grinding to a halt? And this is where modern data analytics comes in. That's a crucial catalyst.
Helping handle core tasks, ensure a robust future system. So our mission today, explore two promising technologies helping Energen hit goals like cost savings, green transition, and better resilience, Graphframes and Databricks.
It's true, the stakes couldn't really be higher. And what's truly fascinating here is how foundational data and these advanced analytics capabilities are becoming. Even for these incredibly complex real-world systems, like our energy grids, as you said, the shift to renewables, it's essential, absolutely. But it adds this new layer of variability interconnection. The traditional ways just weren't designed for that. So maintaining a robust efferent system for critical infrastructure like Energenet, it demands these modern tools. They're not just for optimization anymore. They're indispensable for stability, for proactively managing this evolving, intricate landscape. It's about moving from just reacting to problems
to predicting and preventing them.
Exactly. That proactive piece is vital.
That proactive shift is key. Yeah. So when we talk about this escalating complexity, how does that actually translate day to day for Energenet? Like, what kind of problems were they hitting where the old systems just, you know, couldn't cut it? What pushed them towards new solutions?
That's a great question. And it really highlights why these tools are so crucial now. Historically, grids were pretty static, right? A few big power plants pushing power one way, predictable mostly. But now, thousands of wind turbines, solar panels, smart homes, EVs, the flow of energy is multidirectional. It's constantly fluctuating. So Energenet needs to forecast demand and supply way more precisely. They need to spot potential bottlenecks, vulnerabilities in real time almost, and quickly respond to outages in a system that's, well, super interconnected now. Trying to do that with old siloed data systems would be like navigating rush hour in London with a map from, I don't know, the 90s.
Not going to work.
Just not feasible for keeping things robust and efficient. Modern data analytics isn't just an option. It's really a prerequisite for handling that kind of dynamism.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. So how do you start to get a handle on a system that's basically this massive interconnected web? And here's where it gets really interesting, I think. Let's dive into the first tech, graph frames. Now, from what I understand, this isn't just some fancy new buzzword. It's a powerful extension for something a lot of listeners probably know, Apache Spark. Can you tell us more about what GraphFrames actually brings to Spark's table?
Absolutely. So think of Apache Spark as this general purpose engine for big data, high performance. It's fantastic at processing huge tables of information, what we call data frames. Very common. Now, GraphFrames comes in and sort of supercharges Spark's familiar data frame API. It adds powerful graph processing capabilities. So when we say graph processing, we're not talking charts like bar graphs or pie charts.
Right.
We mean representing data as a collection of nodes and the edges that connect them.
Okay, so if I'm picturing this for Energenet, the nodes could be their substations, maybe.
Exactly. Or generation sites, or even individual smart meters.
And the edges would be the actual high-voltage transmission lines connecting them. Or maybe communication links.
Precisely. Power flow, communication, physical connection, whatever relationship you want to model. GraphFrames is actually an evolution of Spark's older library, GraphX. But its key advantage is a much more user-friendly interface built on those data frames people already know. And crucially, it supports Python and SQL.
Ah, okay, that's huge.
It's a really big deal because it means data science teams who are already comfortable working in Spark with data frames, they can now tackle these complex graph problems without needing to learn a completely new ecosystem or some specialized graph database language. It keeps them right in their familiar, efficient Spark environment, makes adoption much, much smoother.
That accessibility sounds massive for adoption, especially in a critical place like Energenet.
Now let's get into the core technical stuff in graph frames, because it sounds seriously impressive. I read something about nearly 48 pre-built graph algorithms available right out of the box. That sounds like a ton of analytical firepower. Can you give us a sense of what kind of problems these algorithms solve for, say, an energy operator?
You're right. The breadth is remarkable. It really unlocks new ways of analyzing the network. We're talking about things like PageRank, which people might know from search engines, how they rank web pages.
Right, like Google uses.
Kind of like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But for EnergyNet, applying PageRank could help identify the most central, the most critical substations in their network, the ones that are indispensable for power flow, the ones whose failure would have the biggest ripple effect.
Okay, that's direct insight into vulnerability.
Exactly. Then there's breadth first search, or BFS, that could quickly map out all the possible paths electricity could take between two points, or connected components. That can instantly show if any part of the grid gets isolated, becomes an island, if something fails.
Wow, okay.
And the library even includes methods for, like, graph machine learning, things like node embeddings, which can turn the network structure itself into numerical features for predictive models. Really advanced stuff.
And the best part, as I understand it, is these algorithms don't just run on one machine struggling away, right?
Right.
They execute in parallel across the entire Spark cluster.
Yeah.
What does that actually mean for analyzing something as huge as a national power grid?
Exactly. That parallel execution is absolutely fundamental. It means that analysis of very large graphs representing, you know, thousands of substations, maybe millions of connections, isn't limited by single machine memory. Mm. Instead, the problem gets broken down. The data is partitioned, processed in memory across many machines in the Spark cluster, all at the same time. This horizontal scalability is crucial for EnergyNet. They might be working with graphs with thousands, tens of thousands of nodes and connections. The Spark engine handles all the distribution, the computation intelligently, making sure graph frames uses those cluster resources efficiently.
So analyses that were maybe impossible before or would take weeks?
That would become feasible in minutes or hours, depending on the complexity. But yeah, a massive speed up.
That's a total game changer. Okay, beyond these standard algorithms, I heard graph frames has this unique feature called motif finding, pattern search. It sounds almost like looking for specific, like, fingerprints in the network structure. How does that work, and what can it tell EnergyNet?
That's a perfect analogy, fingerprints. GraphFrames has this motif-finding DSL, a domain-specific language. It's basically a declarative way, a simple way to tell it what structural pattern you're looking for in the graph. It's incredibly powerful for finding recurring structures. Or EnergyNet, imagine querying for, say, all occurrences of a specific connection pattern, like finding every triangle loop between three substations.
Why would they look for triangles?
Well, a triangle might indicate built-in redundancy, right? If one connection in that loop fails, power can still potentially flow through the other two sides.
Ah, okay. Makes sense.
Or maybe they search for patterns known to precede certain types of equipment failures, specific configurations that signal risk. This goes beyond just looking at individual nodes. It's about understanding these complex structural relationships, crucial for resilience, for proactive maintenance.
And what ties this all together nicely, workflow-wise, is GraphFrames integration with standard data frames.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually filter nodes or edges using familiar SQL-like syntax before you even run a complex graph computation. That sounds incredibly flexible.
It absolutely is. That means you can easily narrow your focus. Say, only look at substations in one region or connections above a certain voltage level. Filter first, then apply the heavy graph algorithms. Saves compute power. And even better, the results from these graph algorithms, like that PageRank score for each substation, or the list of found motifs, they come back as regular data frames.
Okay, so easy to use afterwards.
Critical. Because then you can easily join those graph insights with other operational data EnergyNet has. Real-time sensor readings, historical load data, maybe even financial data on asset value. That flexibility to blend advanced graph insights with all the other critical operational data in the same workflow, it's immense, truly connects the dots.
Okay, now that we get the raw power GraphFrames brings, let's talk about the environment that helps it really shine. Databricks. What exactly is Databricks, and why is it so important for using a tool like GraphFrames, especially for an organization like EnergyNet?
Good transition. Yeah, if GraphFrames is the high-performance engine for the graph analytics, Databricks is kind of like the high-performance vehicle and the managed racetrack it runs on. At its core, Databricks is a commercial data analytics platform, runs in the cloud, built right on Apache Spark. Exactly. It effectively adds this easy-to-use, comprehensive layer on top of Spark, manages a lot of the underlying infrastructure complexity, so users can focus on their data, their analysis, not get bogged down in setting up and maintaining complex big data environments.
So it takes the headache out of running Spark at scale. I bet for a big enterprise like EnergyNet, that's a pretty huge deal.
It's a massive deal. Databricks provides fully managed Spark clusters. That means developers, data engineers. They don't need to manually set up or configure master nodes, worker nodes. They don't need to worry about complex resource managers like YARN, that's Y-A-R-N, part of Hadoop for resource management, or even making sure Spark versions are compatible.
Right, all that fiddly backend stuff.
Yeah. Databricks handles all that heavy lifting. It drastically cuts the operational overhead and reduces the need for deep specialized expertise in just cluster administration. It frees up EnergyNet's skilled teams to actually do the data science, not just babysit infrastructure.
And beyond just simplifying cluster management, are there other Databricks features that make it really good for advanced analytics, like using graph frames?
Oh, absolutely. Databricks offers crucial features like auto-scaling.
Auto-scaling, so it grows and shrinks as needed.
Exactly. Clusters can automatically scale up when a big job starts and scale down when it finishes. Optimizes cost and performance. You only pay for what you use, basically. It also ensures efficient data processing distribution, making sure those graph frames computations run as fast and as economically as possible. But critically for a company like EnergyNet, Databricks also provides a robust collaborative environment.
Ah, so multiple people can work together.
Yes. Multiple data scientists, engineers. They can work on the same graph analysis projects, sharing notebooks, data, models. With version control, security, governance built in, this isn't just about the compute power. It's about making advanced analytics a secure, governed, highly productive team sport. That's paramount when you're dealing with critical infrastructure data. It really lets EnergyNet sort of industrialize their data efforts.
Okay, so let's bring these two powerful technologies together then. The real magic happens because GraphFrames is completely compatible with Databricks. You could almost say they were made for each other.
Precisely. It's a very natural fit because, like we said, Databricks is built on Apache Spark, and GraphFrames is a Spark library, so it's not like trying to bolt on something totally alien.
Right.
In fact, an internal colleague at EnergyNet made a really insightful point about this. They mentioned that many teams and departments across the organization already use Databricks for other stuff, other data analytics tasks.
So it's already there.
Exactly. This is critical. It means EnergyNet can leverage their existing Databricks infrastructure, their existing skills, for graph analysis. They don't need to introduce a whole new separate system or stack or workflow just for graphs. This makes adopting graph frames relatively cost-light and much more accessible to people already in that Databricks world.
That makes perfect sense. Less friction, faster adoption. Okay, so what does this all mean for EnergyNet in a really concrete sense? Let's paint a picture. A powerful, real-world example of GraphFrames plus Databricks in action.
Let's do it. Okay, imagine EnergyNet's huge electricity transmission network, represented as a graph in Databricks. Like we discussed, nodes are the transformer stations, generation sites, maybe critical load centers. Edges are the high-voltage connections linking them all together. And this isn't just a static map, remember. It could be updated frequently, maybe even near real-time. A living digital twin of the grid.
Wow. Okay, so using this digital graph on Databricks, powered by GraphFrames,
yeah.
What kind of questions could EnergyNet answer that were just too hard or maybe impossible before?
Okay, well, with GraphFrames running on Databricks, they could run that PageRank algorithm we mentioned on the entire grid graph. Instantly, it would highlight the most central substations, the linchpins of the network, those most critical for keeping power flowing across large areas. That's direct data-driven insight into system vulnerability, helps them prioritize maintenance, maybe reinforce those key assets proactively.
That's incredibly insightful. Okay, and what about understanding resilience, like how the network holds up when things inevitably go wrong?
Exactly. A connected components algorithm could instantly reveal if any parts of the network become isolated, become islands under certain failure scenarios. Say if a major transmission line goes down due to a storm.
Right.
This is vital for disaster preparedness. Understanding potential cascading failures, planning how to reroute power in emergencies, or using that motif search, they could pinpoint specific structural patterns, like detecting those triangle loops that provide redundancy against local outages. Or, conversely, maybe finding structures that represent single points of failure places where one break could cause big problems.
The idea that they could find these specific, complex patterns across an entire national grid, potentially in minutes, instead of, I don't know, weeks of manual analysis, that seems truly transformative.
It absolutely is, these analyses, performed on the entire grid graph at once, using the parallel compute power of Spark managed by Databricks. Trying to do this with traditional non-graph methods would have been incredibly time-consuming, often impractical, prone to errors too. Before, it might have involved staring at static diagrams, making educated guesses based on experience, which is valuable, but...
but not scalable or systematically verifiable in the same way.
Exactly. Now it's data-driven, it's precise, and it scales.
And the ultimate outcome for EnergyNet. It really sounds like they're moving towards a fundamentally more intelligent way of managing our energy system.
They really are. The outcome is concrete, actionable insight into the network's structure, its vulnerabilities, all based on cutting-edge, data-driven analysis. This shifts them from that reactive stance, just fixing things when they break, to a highly proactive one, strengthening their decision-making, optimizing where they invest, ensuring much greater resilience for our essential energy future, especially as renewables become dominant.
What a journey we've taken today. We've seen how EnergyNet is really harnessing the combined power of graph frames for that sophisticated graph analytics, and Databricks as the scalable, managed platform underneath it all aimed at navigating these immense complexities of a modern, greener energy system and ultimately securing our power future.
It's a fantastic example, isn't it, how blending these advanced analytics with operational efficiency lets critical infrastructure organizations gain these profound insights, often insights hidden in the connections within their data. These technologies are truly driving resilience and innovation, which are just paramount in today's rapidly changing energy world. It's about building an intelligent grid for a sustainable future.
This deep dive really makes you think differently about interconnectedness, doesn't it? So this raises an important question for you, our listener, to maybe consider. How might thinking about your own organization's processes, or maybe customer interactions, or even your internal IT infrastructure, how might thinking about that as a graph uncover hidden connections, hidden vulnerabilities? Or maybe efficiencies that traditional table-based data analysis might completely miss. What patterns are waiting to be discovered in your network? That's all for this deep dive. Join us next time as we unpack another fascinating topic.